Phoenix Audio presents
Memories of Midnight by Sidney Sheldon, read by Stephen Pacey. Prologue. Kowloon, May 1949.
It must look like an accident. Can you arrange that?
It was an insult. He could feel the anger rising in him. That was a question you asked some amateur you picked up from the streets. He was tempted to reply with sarcasm, "Oh, yes, I think I can manage that. Would you prefer an accident indoors? I can arrange for her to break her neck falling down a flight of stairs, the dancer in Marseille. Or she could get drunk and drown in her bath, the heiress in Gestad. She could take an overdose of heroin. He had disposed of three that way. Or she could fall asleep in bed with a lighted cigarette, the Swedish detective at L'Hôtel on the left bank in Paris. Or perhaps you would prefer something outdoors. I can arrange a traffic accident, a plane crash, or a disappearance at sea." But he said none of those things, for in truth he was afraid of the man seated across from him. He had heard too many chilling stories about him, and he had reason to believe them. So all he said was, "Yes, sir, I can arrange an accident. No one will ever know." Even as he said the words, the thought struck him, "He knows that I'll know." He waited. They were on the second floor of a building in the walled city of Kowloon that had been built in 1840 by a group of Chinese to protect themselves from the British barbarians. The walls had been torn down in the Second World War, but there were other walls that kept outsiders away. Gangs of cutthroats and drug addicts and rapists roaming through the rabbit warren of crooked, narrow streets and dark...